You're listening to SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Trinity University Head Women's Basketball Coach Amy Bradley. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Coach, entering now your seventh season at the helm of the Tiger University Women's Basketball Program, just take me through your mindset as we get ready to start another season.
I just can't believe it's been 7 years. I'm really excited about this team. It's a young team, but they're great kids. They're hardworking kids, and you know, there's a lot of positives to look forward to. Every season about this time, every coach is probably a little bit stressed out, but also pretty excited about the year, and that's kind of where I am right now. Most of the time you're excited, and a little bit of the time you're worried.
Coach, 14-13 a season ago, 9-7 in league play, but you closed out the year going 11-4 of your last 15 games. Just talk about what this team learned over the course of last season.
As hard as last year was, it's really going to be a big benefit for us this year. A lot of people got playing time as true freshmen, and also our sophomores got a lot of playing time last year, and hopefully that will pay dividends for us this season. We start out with several road games, so that's going to be a challenge for us. However, I feel like our run down the stretch should give us some energy and some confidence going into the beginning of our season.
Coach, every season, obviously, teams change and teams are different. You lose Danielle Hubenak to graduation, your senior point guard a year ago, who pretty much started point guard from you since the day she stepped onto campus there as a freshman. Talk about how you go about trying to replace her, and how is the point guard situation looking heading into this season?
Well, like I said last year, Danielle is just a special player. I'm not sure you replace a four-year starter, especially someone like Danielle. She was such a unique player for us with her ability to do so many things, both with the ball in her hand and without the basketball, and her leadership skills. So we're not necessarily trying to replace Danielle. We're just trying to create an identity for this year's team. Obviously, not having her on the floor is going to be an adjustment for everyone. However, she's done a great job of just mentoring our young guards, particularly Murphy Burns and some of our other, like Nicolette Hobleave and some of our other sophomores and freshmen. And she's working with us as a graduate assistant, so she's doing her best to help out. But we're hopeful that we can get off to a good start, even though you've lost an incredible player like Danielle.
Coach, you mentioned a young team this year, no seniors on your roster. How do you look to get that leadership from those juniors and sophomores on the team this year?
Well, I think it comes from two things. I think it comes from just having a strong work ethic during practice, because I think that builds a lot of confidence. And I also think the struggles we went through last year and then finishing strong like we did taught them a lot. And, you know, every kid on our roster has room for improvement, but there's also a lot of players on our team that have the ability to be leaders and are doing a phenomenal job with that. Ann Wadelick being one of them, Janet Tucker being another, and they've overcome a lot of adversity over their 3 years here, and we're just excited to have them in that role for us this season.
Coach, you mentioned last season, obviously, a lot of young players getting a lot of minutes early in their careers. You had a great freshman class a season ago that you could tell really improved as the season went on, as I mentioned, closing out the season 11-4 in those last 15 games. How much will that experience from last year's year help this talented young class moving forward into the season?
Well, I think most coaches will tell you that, you know, adversity really shows character in players, and the start we had last year and just feeling like you got kicked in the gut at the beginning of the season, and then to turn around and do what they did in a really tough conference, I was very proud of them. And I think some of that leadership and character and just ability to overcome adversity hopefully will be something that gives them a lot of confidence going into this season. As a young team, you've got to have a great defensive effort night in and night out, and a lot of that is just outworking your opponent, and that's what we've been focusing on. You can't get caught too much up into turnovers and missed shots. You just have to play basketball and compete, and that's what we've been talking to these players about all during the preseason. And so hopefully some of that energy and enthusiasm and just ability to work hard will come through.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Trinity University Head Women's Basketball Coach Amy Bradley. And Coach, last year your team was tops in the league, causing 12.4 steals per game. Just talk about your team's ability to create steals on the defensive end and turn those, I guess, turnovers into offensive possessions.
Yeah, that's something we were very proud of last year, and we built a lot of confidence up with our team in that regard in terms of defensive intensity. We have to create offense off of our defense. We're we're going to be a little bit smaller, but we're going to have a lot of speed, and we're going to have a lot of team defensive effort, and rebounding abilities and things like that are so important for our team to generate points. And so that's going to be a huge focus for us, and it's been fun to watch them during practice kind of embrace that role. Typically when you bring in a freshman class, defense is not really their mental focus. They want to score baskets, but I feel like the culture that we have here in our program has really made that a priority, and hopefully will continue to be something we excel at this season.
Coach, team shot just a little over 40% against Trinity last season. How do you try and sort of tighten down that perimeter defense moving into this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd love to hold your opponent a little bit less than that, and so we're working really hard on closing out different defensive schemes that are going to kind of hide our size disadvantage and focus on our speed advantage, and that's going to be something we're going to focus on. Hopefully we can make some teams take shots they're not normally accustomed to taking. And, you know, as a coach, you just have to build on what you're good at and work on your weaknesses, and that's what we've been doing this preseason.
Second in the league a season ago, Coach, with a positive 3.19 turnover margin. Just talk about the importance of being able to take care and handle the basketball.
Well, that's obviously a Danielle Hubenak factor right there. To have that kind of stat for our team was critical with a four-year point guard. So we've talked a lot about handling the ball as a team, taking care of the ball in different situations. I think we're going to do a little bit of point guard by committee, which is not normally a fun thing for a coach, but it's really makes it easier on your players. There's not so much pressure to take care of the ball, and our posts have done just as much ball handling as our guards, and they're all capable of handling the ball in transition, which hopefully will help us to continue to have a good stat sheet in that area as well.
Coach, working with your team through preseason camp and getting prepared at the start for a new year, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your group getting ready to head into the season?
Well, I think two things. The first biggest surprise for me has been the energy and enthusiasm of our freshman class. They came in phenomenal shape, and that's always exciting as a coach. Another surprise for me has been the improvement of Ann Wadelake and Janet Tucker. I think they're extremely ready for this season. They're in the best shape they've ever been in. Kelsey Daniel, coming over from the volleyball team, is in the best shape I've ever seen her in. And so we're very excited in terms of our athletic ability and just ability to play at a fast pace. And so hopefully that will carry over into our results this season.
Coach, there's no question that as we head into another SCAC basketball season that this is one of the most competitive D3 women's basketball leagues in the country. This year especially feels even more so wide open, where teams are going in this year feeling as if they're to be the ones to cut down the nets at the end of the season at the SCAC basketball tournament. That being said, with as competitive as this league is, what's the biggest challenge you face as a head coach in this conference trying to navigate through the SCAC schedule?
There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of great coaches in our league. Obviously, the travel is a challenge. The back-to-back games is a challenge. You know, all of us coaches worry about a lot of the similar things. I think with my team in particular, the foundation of our team is our sophomore class, just numbers-wise and minutes and the type of positions that they play. So my biggest challenge is going to be continuing to help people like Libby Cruz, Nicolette, and Murphy, and our sophomore group continue to improve while contributing on the court, and just keeping everybody healthy is something I think every coach is going to be concerned about. There's so many great teams in our league and play numerous styles, and they're very effective at it, and you can tell they're well-coached. And so I'm just excited about the opportunity to be tested in this league. I hope that by the end of the season we're playing our best basketball, but I'm sure every coach is thinking the same thing.
Finally, Coach, what are the goals you have for this 2011-12 Trinity Tigers basketball team?
We would love to be in the run, the running there at the end of the conference tournament. We want to play in the championship game. We want to be a factor both at home and on the road. We've got to protect our home floor. We've talked a lot about our defensive intensity. I think, personally, my goal for my team is to play 40 minutes of basketball at a really high level of intensity with a great defensive effort throughout. And so we're very excited about that, those prospects. We have lots of big goals, but I think none of that will be effective unless we're able to play 40 minutes of solid defensive basketball.
Trinity University head women's basketball coach Amy Bradley again. The Tigers open up their 2011-12 campaign November 18th against Chapman. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of your season.
Thank you so much.